We talk to Patrick Manley every Tuesday during the football season. At this time, he joins us via the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear. He is also a part of our pre- and post-game coverage on our football Sundays, and he watches every game that we care about because he's good like that. Patrick, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you guys, and it's actually fun to talk about a game this week and not talk about coaching searches and a draft pick and all that kind of crap.
It absolutely is fun to not talk about that crap because I don't care about it right now either. We had a heated debate earlier on the show talking about Ben Johnson's comments saying that he's simply focused right now on his defense not giving up the points. Where do you stand on this?
I just feel like he has to outscore his opponent. And I think that 49ers game kind of summed it up. I think he knows what he has defensively right now. You know, they show him they cannot get after the quarterback. They're struggling with man-to-man. And if they don't get the turnovers, they struggle. And I'm just hoping that turnover machine, whatever they had, that magic stuff they had going on in the middle of the season comes back. Because if they do, I think they can go on a run. But I just think he realistically looks at this team and understands that this defense – it's not good. They've had a lot of injuries, and they haven't performed up to the level. Like, Montez Sweat is not performing up to a $100 million contract. They've had a lot of injuries, of course, and Kyler Gordon, hopefully he comes back and helps. But, again, I just think he's trying to say, hey, I've got to outscore him. I've brought here to score points, and let's go.
This segment with Patrick Manley is sponsored by Packy Webb Ford. Patrick, let's be honest. If we went to load up all the good players on defense into that El Camino of yours, you'd have plenty of room left over. Listen, can we all just accept it is what it is? Like, I don't understand how we're here to the playoffs. I mean, 17 games have been played, and we aren't all on the same page. It does have to be the offense if they're going to advance in the playoffs.
No doubt. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it just... The NFL has changed, and what's interesting now is we are talking about this top-notch offense in the NFL. It's exciting to say that about the Chicago Bears. And, you know, Dennis Allen has a tough job. He has a real tough job with a lot of injuries, but they're just not the strength of this team. And, again, it just has to be the takeaway machine, the turnovers, whatever you want to call it. If they can get those things going again, we'll be okay, but that's not a given. I think it's kind of shown that was a nice little streak they were on. Al Harris talks about it. We should get them every week. Sure, but it's not happening the last few weeks, and I'm nervous about that. I'm very nervous about that just because this, guys. You go into that last week, and you expect the Bears to kind of take care of business against the depleted Lions team, and they didn't. They didn't show up offensively. They obviously didn't show up defensively. They did in the red zone, I will say that. They didn't allow them to score points, but it didn't look good in between the 20s. So this makes you nervous going into the playoffs where you thought a game against the Lions. You know, like, all right, let's build our confidence. Let's get going. Let's execute, not make mistakes, step up our game on defense, and be ready for this run. And I just finished that game being a little more nervous than I thought I would be.
All right, this is driving me crazy. First of all, Pat, we're watching Pat on Twitch, and you can join in on Twitch, too, if you like, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Are you wearing a Pat Foley t-shirt, like as in the Blackhawks broadcaster? What does it say?
That's my guy, man. All I see is Pat Foley is a legend.
He is a legend. What was your shirt?
He is a legend.
So, it says Pat Foley's a legend. Okay.
Yes, I had him made for him when he had his big retirement thing for the Blackhawks.
Oh, wow.
I was fortunate enough to be part of his crew that day, and I had a bunch of guys over to the condo before, and we went over to celebrate that last night for him. And it's one of my favorite t-shirts. I love wearing it around because you can tell a true Blackhawks fan. They'll be like, yep, you're right. They'll just say, yep, you're right.
Yeah.
But it is. I forgot I had this on. Yeah. Pat Foley is a legend.
They're the voice of success with the Chicago Blackhawks, and hopefully they'll get back on track. But, all right, let's do this, Pat. Let's start to look at Bears and the Green Bay Packers for a third time this season. What's the first thing you're looking at in breaking this game down and getting the Bears to win a playoff game?
Jordan Love has not taken a snap since December 20th. You know, is there rust there? I'm curious about that because it has been a while since the last time he's played was against the Bears. So was there rust there? And you're hoping for that. But then the other part is, guys, that last week, both teams took week 18 and prepared like it's the preseason. The Packers rested their starters, but the Bears played like it was the preseason. So I'm nervous about the rest that they have and that they are a lot of veteran players on that team that – that rest might be, I think Matt LaFleur made the right decision with that team and resting those guys. Mm. They've been there before. They understand what this playoff run is like. So that scares me as well. But the biggest thing, Grody, is Jordan Love. So does he have rust? Does it take time to knock that rust off? And can the Bears take advantage of that early on and get some of those takeaways? So we'll see what he looks like when he comes back from his injury.
Well, and additionally, Patrick, I feel like when Jordan Love was at his best this season against the Bears, it was recognizing the blitz looks that he was seeing mm-hmm. out of the defense. He didn't seem to find it confusing. He had a check down answer practically every time, and that's how they were able to pick apart the defense so well, especially in that first game.
Yeah, and I think Dennis Allen has a – I'm excited to see what he draws up. I think he's seen some of the deficiencies with this defense playing as much man-to-man and blitzing as much as he has. The second game against the Packers, he didn't bring as much, and they were a little better. Obviously, they were really good in the red zone. I think 0-for-5 in the red zone for the Packers, but – it will be interesting to see what he dials up and kind of figures out. If C.J. Gardner-Johnson can't go, who fills in for him? Can Kyler Gordon come in and play as much as we hope and be as healthy as we hope? But I just want to see his game plan going against Matt LaFleur and what he does against Jordan Love, just because he's shown what he did against Kyle Shanahan didn't work. You know, they targeted Nashon Wright, which is scaring me right now late in the season, that teams have all this film on a player who had a great year and caused all those takeaways, but is really struggling one-on-one. And we saw that last week as well against the Lions. So Dennis Allen has a lot on his plate this week to figure out what he can do with this defense and how he can combat Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love.
Former Bears long snapper Patrick Manley joining us as he does every week here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. And Patrick, I like what you did when you talked about the rust, because I've been convincing my compadre here, Mark Grody, to tell me how exactly the Bears are going to win. That's, you're doing the work for him basically by giving me a reason why I can believe in the Bears. The problem though is you look at the last five games that the Bears have played. Outside of that Cleveland game, who are, you know, the Browns, they haven't forced more than one turnover when they play good teams. And so unless it's that rust that you're talking about, tell me how they're going to create havoc for a quarterback. Last time I looked pretty comfortable throwing little quickies where guys were outrunning everybody to the end zone.
It's true, but Jordan Love will throw the ball up. We know that. We've seen that. You have to take advantage of that. There was a play two weeks ago, December 20th up in Green Bay, where he threw it up and Nashon Wright, there was a pass interference penalty on him because, you know, Nashon Wright would have basically come down with it, but I forgot who the receiver was, tackled him so he wouldn't get it. So there are situations and opportunities that Jordan Love will throw the ball up. You just have to be able to capitalize on that as a defense. And that's the difference I want to see that they can do. And Jordan Love will throw you the ball. He's going to throw it up and give his guys a chance. But the Bears have to take advantage of that, and we'll see if they do.
You, sir, have been calling for this matchup for a while. I know that you're mm-hmm. not afraid of it, but it is high risk, high reward for the fan base. What do you say to the fan base? Because what I've noticed here, Patrick, is there's a fear factor. And understand where Bears fans are coming. I'm like you. Like, I'm all for this matchup for the sake of the buildup, and everything will just be so on such a grand scale from the second I wake up on Saturday, from the second that I leave Soldier Field on Saturday. What do you say to Bears fans to be less scared and to calm down? Because the whole season hinges on this. The whole thing's going to be a train wreck if the Bears lose.
Just embrace it, man. Let's go. It's Bears-Packers. Believe it. Anything can happen on a Sunday. And I'll say this. A couple weeks ago, I was excited because the Packers were banged up. Now they're getting healthy, which scares you a little bit. And I thought the Bears were trending in the right direction. Even though they lost to the 49ers, I thought, okay, offensively, we're going to be able to score points. We've got it going. The machine is back. We're going to be able to run the ball, throw the ball. Well, they didn't do that against the Lions, so that does scare me. So I am scared a little bit, but I'm not scared. And what I mean that is, it's Bears-Packers. Let's go. Just believe in it. It's going to be fun to watch. We have the Soldier Field crowd there, which is going to be a huge advantage, which some people were saying that's the loud. Maybe you said it, Mark. It's the loudest the Bears crowd people have heard in a long time. The last time they played, it's going to be a Saturday night. But anything can happen. And here's the other thing, Mark. We have young players that this is their first time stepping into the playoff arena, right? Embrace it. Let's see what they can do. Let's hope they get many more opportunities like this. But I do think we have enough playmakers on this team that can step up and take this over. And the other one is Caleb Williams. You know, as we've seen in the fourth quarter, the end of halves, his game turns up when the heat turns up. Well, the heat is now turned up in the playoffs. And he wants to be great. He talks about he wakes up being great or wanting to be great. Well, let's go. And I think the young man can do that. And I think that's one thing we might have on our side now is a quarterback who can embrace these situations and games like this and play his best.
Our segment with Patrick Manley is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we're at our best. Patrick, I also want to ask you about the concept of playing a team three times in a season.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yes, exactly. And what that means as far as the odds maybe or how a team goes about it. We've talked a lot about maybe having Ben Johnson. We wonder, is there something that he's been holding back, you know, that's special for the playoff playbook? What's the process like and how do you think it's going to go knowing that these two teams are facing for a third time this year?
I think it's the biggest thing. It'll be on the coaches. The players, you know the player. You know the guy across from you. You watch enough tape of, you know, Zach Tom versus Montez. He knows enough about Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat knows enough about Zach Tom. Everybody you've gone across from, you know how they play, how their hand placement is, their footwork, all that kind of stuff. Now it's the chess match between Ben Johnson and Halfley and LaFleur and Dennis Allen and Bisaccia and Hightower. It's going to be what they come up with, what kind of wrinkle can they throw in there, what have they seen maybe in two games that they can exploit, what have they held back, and like what you said, what has Ben Johnson held back? He talked about running a simple game plan, and we talked about in the post game, were they maybe ahead of themselves in a good way of saying, okay, we are going to go vanilla like you do in a preseason and then bring all this other stuff out in the postseason that could be some wrinkles that we haven't shown before. That will show like a basic alignment. He likes to make some certain things look the same and same things look the different, however that goes. But maybe there are some alignments and things like that, motions that he's going to pull out and confuse the Packers. So the answer to the question, it's the biggest thing going on right now is the upstairs at Halas Hall with those coaches putting that game plan in yesterday and today.
Hey, Pat, real quick, I want to read something to you coming out of Halas Hall, right? I think this is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Just tweeted by Chris Emma from Ben Johnson. He says, quote, "We're mentally prepared to play for five more weeks. That's our intent. How do you do that? You go out and win the first one. We're going to go all out for this game, and we'll worry about the future when the time comes." What do you think that means in terms of going all out and do what you have to do? Does that mean that we will see, should see?
Everybody's playing.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I hear right there.
Okay.
Rome's playing, Kyler's playing, everybody's playing. If you're nicked up, you're playing.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you can get through it and be healthy because each week is different. The next opponent the Bears play after they beat the Green Bay Packers, I said it, after they beat the Green Bay Packers, can be nicked up as well. That's what I hear, is just everybody is out there. We're going. We're not worried about the following week. If somebody is questionable, they're freaking playing. And I love that. That's the way it should be.
I love that, too.
The guys, Rome has sat long enough.
I love just the energy that this week has brought to this city and just the different conversations I've had with so many different people. Some of them not even like diehard sports fans, but they understand what is happening. And I love it all, Patrick. Here's my question to you. Because of this rivalry and the way we're looking at it, do you think not enough is being made of the fact that the Packers have lost four games in a row? And there are reports out there that Matt LaFleur might be coaching for his job this week.
It's crazy. I heard that with Mike Florio this morning. And that is true because they're the seventh seed, but they've been the seventh seed every year. That is he doing a good enough job? And what is it like at Halas Hall up there at Lambeau right now? I don't know. And he could be, but a four-game losing streak is tough, but they have enough guys who have been in this position before. Again, I said that earlier. That's what scares me a little bit. It's a different animal this week. This preparation is different. Your mindset is different. Everything is different, and they've been there before. So it's great the young guys for the Bears are going through it, but that's what scares me a little bit and gives the Packers a little bit of an edge. They've been there before. They've run out that tunnel before and embraced these games before and know what it's going to be like, that it is turned up quite a bit. People talk – you go from preseason to the regular season, everything turns up. Well, it double turns up from the regular season to the playoffs. Just that intensity and everything like that is definitely turned up. But there is one thing I do want to say about last week's game. I don't want to get this out there, that Ben Johnson came to the podium when he got hired. And he said, "I want guys to be comfortable being uncomfortable." Well, I think they've learned how to do that. And I think this week at Halas Hall, after that loss and after that press conference and his demeanor and the way he talked, guys are going to be extremely uncomfortable at Halas Hall, and I find that a good thing. I don't want them to be comfortable going this game. I want them to be on top of everything, not being overconfident, and let Ben Johnson be hard and coach the way he does. And I like that, and I kind of like that going into this week of They are going to be uncomfortable. They walked into that meeting the day after the game against the Lions, and they're like, oh, blank. This is not going to be comfortable with their head down, waiting to be coached hard. And I think that's going to pay dividends for this team.
Patrick Manley, we always appreciate your conversation. And before we let you go, there's no better person to talk to about the game last night.
Poor young man.
Okay, so some are blaming the snap, some are blaming the holder, some are blaming the kicker when it came to the blocked or ultimately blocked field goal that could have helped Illinois State. Poor Mark Grody he's taken the surrender cobra position. So how do you feel about the apparatus of the special teams last night for the Redbirds?
As a person who's been with those units, everybody takes blame. But as a coach, I will coach it. The snap was not good. If that was me, I would be upset. I would be disappointed. I thought the holder did as well as he could. The kicker, that's tough. You know, I think a lot of times when that happens, that's happened before. So I think there's a little stuff going between his ears before that snap, and obviously the situation of being a game winner, and even before that, he's just a little nervous about it. But the snap was not good enough. That's the answer. If I'm the person in that position, I'm taking the blame for it as a long snapper. And I feel really bad for him and his family and his teammates, but that's part of the job that you get called to do that. They say our job is simple. Hey, not everybody can do it.
Should they have gone for it? That's because the quarterback wanted that, bad.
Yes. If I'm a coach, knowing that I have an issue with the operation there, yes.
Yep.
But it is something so simple that you can do in high school. But again, pressure bust pipes, as they say, and all that stuff. And it's difficult. It was so hard to watch, man. My head just went down, and I just felt for him and felt for his family and felt for the Illinois State because they had it won. The big comeback to come back and do what they did. It's just difficult to see when you have something so simple you see every week in and out, high school, college, and pros executed flawlessly to come down to that. It was unfortunate.
Heartbreaking. And then also, we just didn't know who was responsible there. Like that was unfortunately
the snap needs to be better. I mean, that's if you're coaching it, the snap has to be better.
He will never be nicknamed Snappy.
And bounce it and put it down.
Did you hear that?
What did he say?
He said he will never be nicknamed Snappy. He will never earn that nickname that you have been given by me only and me only.
I thought we weren't going to use that anymore there, Brody.
Brody. Do you two need to settle this?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, we will.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's calling tonight and get on Brody.
Think about it. You, me, Olin, and Patrick may only have one more pregame to just cut.
No, we don't. We've got more.
He told you win. Not if. He said win.
We're preparing for 5 weeks.
Win the Bears.
Five weeks, man.
Let's go.
Okay. Patrick, I'm with you. You have turned me into somewhat of a believer.
Wow. I didn't have to do any of the work.
I said somewhat.
You got a few more days before Saturday.
You're right. I got to find out who's healthy and who's not.
Exactly.
That's right. That is true. That is very, very true. And then can Caleb outplay Jordan Love?
Yes. You're the best, man.
Five more shows. Patrick, thanks as always. This is a lot of fun.
See you guys. Have a great week.
See you, buddy.
Thanks,
Patrick. Patrick Manley. He just puts a smile on my face, and then I'm so sad. We have to discuss this. A game that ended up being one of the best of the entire college football season. And the amount of eyes that were on it. And then what ended up happening?
No.
The agony of defeat. Let's break down the Illinois State-Montana State FCS championship game.
Wow. We're doing it. Oh, man.